Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk. It is 11:05 and you are here with the very beautiful today, Evelina Potocka.
Zawsze. Not only today, beautiful. Always.
Really? Okay, okay. If you say so.
A po drugiej stronie jest Chris Farman. Dzień dobry, witamy was niezwykle serdecznie, gorąco i absolutnie nie deszczowo, no rain. Zaklinamy,
not
jest tylko słoneczko, wspaniała pogoda i cudowne, pozytywne vibrations.
It is looking absolutely amazing today, yes, and the whole weekend should also be the same, I hope.
Like what?
The same as today.
Like sunny.
Like sunny, like sunny indeed. Good vibrations, sunny. It should be amazing. What an amazing weekend it will be. And open air is still going on, of course. Tonight we have the famous, the one, the only, Kylie Minogue. Yes, she is in Poland
and
she will be on the stage from 12:15 tonight.
Tak jest.
So if you haven't got your tickets open air, I don't think it's too late yet. You can still maybe buy some tickets. Get there. See Kylie Minogue. Who wouldn't want to see Kylie Minogue? Come on.
Myślę, że to jest taka gwiazda, nawet jeżeli nie jesteś wielkim fanem, to i tak wypada zobaczyć, bo to jest jedna z tych artystek, które tworzą wielką popkulturę. Czy się lubi, czy się nie lubi, ale szacunek się należy. Respect must be.
People say
not Sunday morning yet, but it is very soon. And 2 days ago, we had a huge drama. In regards
drama,
to the,
panie.
It was terrible. In regards to the social media networks, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, you couldn't share pictures. You couldn't send photos, you couldn't
nie można było
photos.
Robić relacji z openera, nie można było pokazać swoich fantastycznych stylizacji
can
na tle
imagine?
Sceny.
Oh, wow.
Wielka drama.
Unbelievable.
Rzeczywiście i to jest też dramat dla tak zwanych influencerów, których mamy całe mnóstwo. Blogerzy to już chyba teraz tą passé. Being an influencer to jest teraz bardzo in. Co się okazuje, jeden z restauratorów sopockich ujawnił w ostatnich dniach przykłady korespondencji. Właśnie influencerzy wysyłają do niego wiadomości i jakiż treści są to wiadomości? Między innymi pisze pani, która przedstawia się, jestem influencerką z liczbą 340 tysięcy wiernych obserwatorów. Chciałabym wam pomóc w promocji restauracji podczas mojej wizyty w Trójmieście na Openerze i proponuję, cóż, pełen obiad dla mnie i kilku znajomych, których poproszę o oznaczenie waszej restauracji. Więc taki restaurator zaprosić ma, znaczy łaskawie ta pani przyjdzie do niego z grupą znajomych, zje na jego koszt, napije się, bo są również takie wiadomości, gdzie influencerzy piszą wprost nie tylko jedzenie, ale również napitek, dzięki czemu się oznaczy na właśnie Instagramie, czy tam na Facebooku, raczej na Instagramie, bo to jest tego typu działalność. No szok i tupet naprawdę ogromny.
But what do you think about this? Because come on, we all use Instagram and I think around about 50% of us, it's our mission in life to get as many followers as possible.
But this is begging for food. This is not like being a super influencer, tylko to jest, nazwijmy rzeczy po imieniu, to jest po prostu begging for food, tak?
Yep, but, and of course, they're just basically freeloading, let's say. But when you go to Instagram, you try to get more followers, and for many people these days, like, if you look at celebrities, if you go on Google and type in celebrities, and you'll have a list of people, and lots of them will have influencer. Like, this is now a celebrity title to
but
be
do you
an
think
influencer.
Like an influencer? You're also like an influencer.
Do you know
now.
What? I've tried so hard to get my Instagram followers above 300, and I nearly got it. I got to just over 300, and then it dropped back down to like 260. I'm done with it. I'm done with Instagram. I'm fed up.
Nie poddawaj yeah. się. Nie poddawaj się.
I just can't do it.
Pamiętaj, że zawsze możesz kupić. You can always buy them.
Yes, you can.
Oczywiście się śmiejemy, tak? To jest znak naszych czasów, ale jakby nie patrzeć, to jest zatrważające, że osoby są w stanie tak po prostu napisać daj mi jedzenie, to cię oznaczę na Instagramie. No ludzie, bądźmy realistami.
But what do we think about this? What do we actually think about influencers these days? Because of course, many companies now, everything is on social media and lots of companies are going towards influencers to market their products. And of course, I think there are some influencers who, in general, they don't even look for products to promote. Actually, the companies look for them and they find them and then they approach them. But of course, these people who are contacting, really contacting you for a free meal? Like that's a bit too far, you know? I even knew one, for example, where one of my friends used to get her nails done in a nail salon. And another gal who used to get her nails done at the same salon, she used to get it done for free because she was an influencer for this nail salon. However, one of her friends, one of these influencers' friends, came to the nail salon and expected the same treatment. So at the end, you know, the nail technician said, okay, that will be 50 swati, let's say. And she's like, oh, no, like, I will post a picture and, you know, I will have this for free. And she really kicked off. She was not happy about this at all, that she had to pay for these nails.
I teraz patrząc z perspektywy przedsiębiorców, czy są to restauratorzy, czy są to osoby właśnie, które mają salony piękności, wykonują manikir, pedikir, tak dalej. Pytajcie, ask at first if you are maybe an influencer, because
of
then
course.
Maybe at the end może się okazać, że ta osoba ma bardzo duże oczekiwania i klasyczna stuprocentowa postawa roszczeniowa.
It's absolutely insane, but of course these are just first world problems.
Otóż to. I dzisiaj to jest też temat naszej audycji First World Problems.
Indeed, we have a little competition.
Więc jest trochę tych problemów pierwszego świata tak zwanego. Będziemy o tym dziś rozmawiać. I if you guys have ever met with the problems, first world problems, that's the question for today.
Yes.
Jakie są wasze problemy pierwszego świata? Czy się z takimi spotkaliście?
What are some of the ridiculous first world problems you have witnessed in your life? And of course we have two tickets to something amazing, which we'll be telling you later.
A to coś, co jest amazing, brzmi tak.
That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing. Chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Money for nothing and chicks for free. Every man's dream.
Tak jest, Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. Oczywiście Sting also is in this music. I love my
Amazing.
TV. He sings this way. I co ciekawe, jeszcze tylko trochę wiedzy historycznej dla ciebie, mój drogi Krzysiu. To był pierwszy wideoklip, który został wyemitowany przez MTV Europe w 1987 roku,
really?
Więc tak naprawdę kawał historii.
Wow.
I drodzy słuchacze, dla was dzisiaj wyjątkowa nagroda. Mark Knopfler, An Evening.
An Evening with Mark Knopfler.
And the band.
And the band indeed. And right on our doorstep in Ergo Arena.
Ergo Arena.
Tak samo.
Mamy dla was podwójne wejściówki. Piszcie do nas koniecznie, ale co trzeba napisać? Trzeba napisać o first world problems.
Of course. If you've experienced any first world problems and you've witnessed something, maybe even your friends, you know, don't you just hate it when you leave the house on 50% charge on your mobile phone? Like, you know, you left the house in the morning.
I never leave a house.
50% charge.
When there is like 50.
No?
Nigdy. It's, nigdy.
Seriously.
Zawsze biorę ładowarkę ze sobą.
How many chargers do you have? I have a charger in my house. I have a charger in my car. I have a charger on me next to my laptop all the time.
I am better. I have a charger in my sleeping room. I have a charger in my living room. I oczywiście też power banki.
Honestly, first world problems.
Tak
Where
jest.
Would we be without these simple gadgets?
Ludzie, to jest naprawdę straszne, że gdy gdzieś rozmawialiśmy, przygotowywaliśmy się do audycji, we realized how really like stupid we are.
Yeah, for real. You know, if we go back to the third world, for example, and you know how hard it is for these people. They don't have smartphones, they don't have
clothes.
What,
lack of water.
You know, the funniest thing is when you complain about, obviously, how dirty your house is. Yeah, and it's like, oh, you know, I really have to clean my house. There's clothes everywhere. You know, my bedroom is covered in clothes. Really.
Ale to i tak dobrze, jeżeli sam sprzątasz mieszkanie. Są przecież też takie osoby, które mówią, oh, I feel so bad because, you know, my cleaning lady didn't turn up this week. So my flat is really like, you know, snowed under with the trash.
Honestly, first world problems. Absolutely insane. If we think about it today, how stupid we are. How lucky we are. Yet we still complain about
no
these
właśnie,
small little things.
Dokładnie, lucky and stupid at the same time.
Yeah,
same time.
Mm. Indeed.
Na liście tych first world problems, slow internet access or no internet access.
You know when you go to a hotel, you go to like a 5-star hotel and the Wi-Fi is terrible. Like absolutely terrible. You go to your room and there's like the Wi-Fi connection is like 1 bar. Or even when you...
First matter to complain, you know?
Yes. When you have no signal on your mobile phone, what do? You act like a giraffe, yes? And you hold it up, right up in the air, trying to get a bar of signal.
I to też pokazuje kolejny przykład naszej głupoty, jak potrafimy wyglądać właśnie, gdy nie ma zasięgu. Tak jak mówisz, tu wystawiasz rękę, tu gdzieś tam jakoś już pod nogą, no byle tylko znaleźć.
Oh my word.
A więc internet, zdecydowanie to będzie ten pierwszy problem. Ale też na przykład like getting a bad haircut.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I experience this very often, in fact. And yeah, this is the first world problem. But let's be honest, for the first, what, 3-4 days until then it grows back? It's not so bad.
Ja nigdy nie robię dramatu z powodu fryzury, zawsze na zasadzie ciekawostki, ale znam takie osoby, I know those people, you know, who can really like burst into tears
yep.
when it comes to a bad haircut i naprawdę awantura na całego u fryzjera, biedny fryzjer potem zestresowany, proszę pani, co ja mam zrobić, co ja mam
Or even when you're on, for example, like a obwodnica, some fast road, and you know, your petrol light just comes on. And you're thinking, oh damn, like I just went past the petrol station, the next one's not for 50 kilometers.
Ale to jest, wiesz, to jest balansowanie na krawędzi.
You drive behind a truck to get in the streamline, you know, so you lose less fuel.
To jest też takie trochę adrenalinki. I'm not being able to find your remote control.
Yes, that's a problem. Or wanting to turn on your TV, but you're already sitting down on the sofa and you know you have to stand up. To get the remote control.
Klasyczny problem pierwszego świata, dokładnie. Pilot jest na biurku, ty siedzisz już na sofie. Musisz wykonać 3 kroki. Musisz się podnieść z sofy.
What do you do in this
Co
situation?
Robisz? Nie oglądasz.
You need one of those little arms, those metal arms to catch it.
Tak jest. Or this fake like hand.
Yes.
Są takie rączki do drapania się, do masażu, więc możesz też taką rączkę wykorzystać, by tego pilota zdobyć.
Unbelievable. However, we
Or you call your neighbor. Sąsiedzie, bardzo ci proszę, problem, niecierpiące zwłoki.
Do you know, when I was a kid, actually, very quickly, I used to call down to my mum via mobile phone to get her to start making breakfast for me. So when I wake up, breakfast will be ready.
Ale właśnie, drodzy rodzice, przecież this is very common that you communicate with your child. Yeah. Twoje dziecko jest upstairs w swoim pokoju, a ty mu piszesz na Facebooku, obiad gotowy.
It's hilarious. You can win these two tickets to Mark Knopfler concert happening in the Ergo Arena.
Nauczyłeś się już, bardzo dobrze.
On the 11th of this month, so in 6 days time. Fantastic tickets. All you have to do is let us know your first world problems or maybe some first world problems which you have witnessed.
A we already have. Oczywiście 603060606. I co się okazuje? Nie ruszaj ciasta. Don't touch the cake. I didn't take the picture. Oh, classy, classy.
Oh, wow. It is 11:30 and here's the news headlines with Martin Caron.
Radio Gdańsk English Service.
The headlines. Good morning. There's good news for homeowners as Poland's interest rates are likely to remain unchanged until at least the end of 2021, according to Poland's central bank chief. In news from Germany, an initiative launched by a group of citizens in Berlin to restart discussions for a memorial to honour the 6 million Poles who died during World War II is reaching a critical stage. Closer to home, Poland's biggest oil refiner, PKN Orlen, is likely to face an EU antitrust investigation into its planned takeover of rival Lotos. And we bring happy news of the Gdansk Medical University's Lung Transplant Center, which is celebrating its first year of performing operations. Details at the top of the hour.
Good morning, Gdansk!
First word problems. My groceries keep going bad before I get to eat them because I go out to eat too much.
Czekaj, też coś mam dla ciebie. I just had a cup of tea with soy milk. It was one of the worst decisions I've ever made in my life. First world problems, drodzy państwo, problemy pierwszego świata. Oj, mamy już trochę. Mój problem, 200 gier na różnych urządzeniach i nie mam w co grać. I have the same problem with my wardrobe. Dwie szafy pełne ciuchów, no nie mam się co ubrać.
I just got a new job and now I have to start waking up early.
Drama.
I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm working, yes I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I go, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you.
Honestly, if anybody heard you, I'm sure they'd think you're English. You're a native.
To jest szkocki bardziej akcent.
Now, my first world problem at the moment. My clothes washing has been in my washing machine for the last 2 days because I wash it and then I never get around to hanging it out to dry.
Uh-huh.
So I've actually washed it. I put it in the washing machine on Wednesday. It's still in there now. I washed it again yesterday because I didn't want it to smell, so I put it on a wash again. So the same clothes have now been washed 4 times and still they're sitting in my washing machine at home.
Ciągle egzystują te twoje ubrania? Are they still there or like just, you know, disappeared?
I think they're evaporating, yeah, dissolving.
No właśnie, a Karol napisał: największy first world problem to jest oczywiście sobota po południu. Szukamy z narzeczoną restauracji, która nam coś dowiedzie, bo nie mamy ochoty gotować i po pierwsze jaką kuchnię wybrać, a po drugie czas dostawy powyżej 1 godziny. Straszne, he 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 he. I ja też muszę powiedzieć he 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 he, ponieważ ja doskonale znam ten problem. And my first world problem, it would be like it's the evening,
yep,
and we together with my
partner,
yeah, we both like, so what's the movie? It's time for a movie.
Don't even go there.
Key to me, yeah. So choose because you have the best taste. Just choose something. I said, like, why should I always choose? Like, you choose. Okay, then I will choose. And it was like, no. 15 minut mija, 20 minut, pół godziny, robi się 21.
Yep. Yep.
So what are we going to watch? Ja still don't know. Ja też nie wiem właśnie, że to taki jest wielki wybór. Jest się robi 22, 23 i oboje zasypiamy na kanapie.
Let's just go to bed.
No i tak się to właśnie kończy.
But yeah, this is a huge problem. Especially if you want to watch a film with somebody. What, we have Netflix, we have all of these streaming services with thousands of films, yet we can't find a film that we both want to watch that we both haven't already watched.
O, właśnie to. Yes. To jest to. Monika, problem. Zlew jest pełny. Zmywarka, która robi za ciebie całą robotę, jest niewypakowana z poprzedniego mycia. Czyli robi się dylemat, czy szybciej będzie pozmywać ręcznie, czy rozpakować i zapakować maszynę. Klasyka gatunku z działu kuchennych problemów. Tak jest, dokładnie
and
tak.
Dominika, this is a problem with influencers right here. So she likes to go online, as we all do. We like to search for opinions and feedback about products that we want to buy. However, what do we believe these days? Because the influencers are being paid to write good opinions. So can we believe all of the opinions out there?
To jest prawda. I z drugiej strony w dzisiejszych czasach coraz trudniej odgadnąć, co jest reklamą, a co jest rzeczywiście prawdziwą opinią. Ta granica między tymi dwiema materiami zaciera się, no i właśnie nie wiesz, tak? Chcesz wierzyć, że rzeczywiście uczciwa opinia, że możesz, nie wiem, iść do tej restauracji, że możesz wybrać ten produkt, a tu się okazuje, że to była reklama.
One more first world problem, Starbucks. You know when you go to Starbucks and they write your name on a cup? They always spell my name K-R-I-S, like a Polish Chris.
No przecież jesteś naszym Krzysiem, kochanym farmanem, o co ci chodzi?
I'm sure I can cause some problems.
I was made for you, baby.
Pani Katarzyna has sent us a beautiful photo of her three kids in Radio Gdansk t-shirts, a note in front of them saying, we are our parents' first war problems.
Trzy laseczki pani Kasiu ma pani, takie słodkie i wszystkie w firmowych koszulkach Radia Gdańsk. No to
first
się problems, nazywa odpowiedni
having
słuchacz.
Too many children.
Pani Kasia by pewnie w życiu tego nie powiedziała. When it comes to a problem during the night, pierzyna, oh so hot. Pierzyna out, oh so cold. Więc jak, blanket, yeah? On
of
and off.
Of course. And you know, even during the summer, you open the window because you're so hot and then you have mosquitoes come in.
Najgorzej.
Oh, it's terrible, terrible stuff. What about the toilet seat? Because obviously when you're in a relationship, man, woman in a relationship and you're living together, this is where the first world problems really come in.
Bardzo grząski grunt teraz, to jest temat bardzo kontrowersyjny, Krzysiu, no ale dobrze.
Toilet seat. My first girlfriend always complained at me because she wanted the toilet seat left up. The whole of my life I've gone through putting the toilet seat down because this is the correct thing that you should do. But no, no, no. She wanted it up because for her, even though she's a woman, obviously, it was easier for her. She preferred it to be up because then you don't have to lift it every time you want to go to the toilet.
I'm so glad you are not together anymore.
Yeah, I know. What a crazy woman, huh? Who leaves the toilet seat up?
Powiem tak. Jeśli chodzi o no, deskę klozetową, zawsze opuszczona. I na szczęście ja nie mam tego problemu w domu. We both are z tej grupy, która deskę opuszcza, ale ludzie, którzy nie opuszczają deski klozetowej, jak wy możecie to robić? Naprawdę apeluję. To może być wielki apel. Po prostu weźcie się za siebie i opuszczajcie.
I would have to say shoes.
No co?
Shoes. Why does everybody put the shoes outside of the shoe closet? So, you know, you walk into your apartment, normally you have a small wardrobe just to the left or to the right where you put your shoes and your coat, yes? Most apartments have this, but instead we would rather put our shoes on the floor outside of the shoe cupboard.
Tak, ale tutaj czasami, na przykład jak pani Katarzyna, she has three kids. Can you imagine like they bring putting their shoes in a cabinet? I don't...
Yeah.
She should
train them, you know?
No
like,
może.
Like little circus monkeys.
No może, ale jeszcze też dużo takich kuchennych problemów, kitchen problems when you are in a relationship or in a family. Myślę, że to też właśnie z tą zmywarką. This can be a problem. Or with coś jeszcze może być takim problemem. Na przykład szklanka, you know, like a glass.
Yes.
Not w lewozmywaku, tylko postawione obok.
Exactly.
Dlaczego nigdy nie wkładasz
tam? Not in
tam?
The correct place. And especially with the dishwasher. Me as a man, I put everything in a dishwasher. Saucepans, frying pans, absolutely everything goes in there. Whereas
I to też
woman,
tak kilka razy potem pierzesz, yeah. Like few times, because you don't have you know, energy to put
sometimes.
The things out.
But you know, in regards to the women, I think women want it all perfectly. Only plates go in the dishwasher, no saucepans, we wash these by hand. And yeah, problems
like not being able to find items in the shop. Can you imagine how big a problem it can be?
Yes, I can. When you go to these big superstores and you complain about how big they are, about the amount of products they have in
there. To już jest w ogóle, no właśnie. Idziecie do wielkiego sklepu i no za duży dla mnie, nic tu nie mogę znaleźć. Klasyka, klasyka. Wiem, że jesteśmy połączeni, drodzy słuchacze. We are connected in this subject altogether. Wszyscy z nas to przeżywają i pamiętajcie, że mamy dziś dla Was do wygrania naprawdę niesamowite bilety. To jest wieczór z Markiem Knopflerem i jego zespołem, a ten wieczór w Ergo Arenie już 11 lipca.
Just let us know on 603-060606 and the winner will be announced at 12:15 on DAB.
Kubek taki czy taki, mleko do kawy pełne, odtłuszczone, a może kozie, albo migdałowe, kawa arabika, a może mielona 20 razy zębami dziewic. O proszę, macie jajka.
Which
jedziesz
one?
Tematem.
We'll be right back. and you a little Stephen and Johanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Somerset, you was asking after me, but I know you're best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was gun, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that. She said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could. I just have kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. I'd have to dance for little Stephen and Johanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Usher, although it's summer, my husband's winter shoes stay all year long at the front door, just in case.
Usher, ja mogę sobie przybić piątkę z twoim mężem. My winter coat still there. Tak jest, za daleko jest do piwnicy, zdecydowanie.
What about when you want to go skiing in the winter holidays and you know there's going to be children everywhere? Or if you want to go
I
to
don't a have a problem with
no?
children. Yeah.
What about, you know, you want to go to maybe Sopot Aqua Park on the weekend?
I don't have a problem with this. I have a problem when I travel by a train. Okay. I jeżeli jeżdżę pociągiem, a jeżdżę dość często, to zawsze biorę wagon ciszy, the part with the silence.
Do you know what? Somebody else complained about this to me last week. And they were coming back from Warsaw on this train section, this like silent train section. And he actually complained at this woman to basically tell her to shut up. Yeah, because she was talking really loudly and answering her phone, you know. And she turns around and is like, why can't I talk? And he's like, there's posters everywhere saying that this is a silent card, you know.
To jest oczywiście w pociągach typu Pendolino. Tam jest 7 wagonów w sumie. 7 wagon, the 7th one, is always the silent one. And you can really like have like 6 other wagons when you can really like, talk.
But why do we need a silent wagon? Why?
Powiem
Why
ci tak, I had really bad experiences, like listening to people like talking about their illnesses. Naprawdę, słuchajcie, kiedyś trafiłam na takiego pana, który jeszcze nie ruszyliśmy z Warszawy. We didn't even start, you know? And he already called his aunt, his uncle, his grandma, tak mówił wszystkim o chorobach, które są w jego rodzinie bardzo szczegółowo, a to były choroby dość intymnych miejsc. I wyobraźcie sobie, no słyszysz to po prostu, no siłą rzeczy musisz to słyszeć, nawet jeżeli jesteś w słuchawkach, to masz też świadomość, że ktoś za tobą rozmawia. Dlatego ja uważam, że wagon ciszy to jest najwspanialszy wynalazek, który ostatnimi czasy w ogóle pojawił się na polskich torach.
What can I say? First world problems. Public transport, huh?
Znaczy ludzie myślę, że czasami nie mają takiego pewnego instynktu, to też się dzieje w tramwajach, kiedy musisz słuchać rozmów. No,
First world problem, when you go to a gallery and you know the stair elevator is shut off and you have to walk up the stairs instead.
No. problemik.
That is a problem. But of course, people want to make an easy living these days. They want to make it as easy as possible, and this is why influencers have been created. Influencers are in our lives now, unfortunately. As of, I would say, what, 2018, we kind of now have influencers, Instagram, Facebook influencers, who believe they should get things for free just because they have a group of followers. I don't know. I'm not too sure what I think about this. I think they are kind of freeloaders.
No, przesada, powiedzmy wprost. Przesada, brak kompletnie w tym przypadku również instynktu samozachowawczego, jakiejś pewnej dumy. No ludzie, to też jest przecież praca. Idziesz do restauracji, zapłać restauratorowi, on wykonuje swoją pracę, szef kuchni w pocie czoła gotuje dla ciebie te wszystkie potrawy.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you just get a job and work?
Respect
like
them.
Like everybody else. But what about you? Would, if you could become an influencer, would you?
Ja nie chcę być influencerem.
No? I don't know, free stuff? Really?
No, no, it's not the point, it's not the point. Ale problem Olgi, właśnie, nie móc umyć się żelem pod prysznic, mają was wannę. I tu chyba postawimy kropkę, na tę chwilę przynajmniej. Pamiętajcie, że jesteśmy też bardzo nowocześni jak zawsze i radio cyfrowe, a więc DAB+. Przełączcie, albo jeżeli słuchacie już na tej linii, to wspaniale, ale możecie też switch to LGEN.
Dokładnie. Or you can just go to our Facebook page at the top of it at Good Morning Gdansk. There is a link. Click on it and you can find out the winner to the competition at 12:15.
A właśnie, bo przecież Mark Knopfler czeka. Kto zostanie zwycięzcą? Po 12:15 ogłosimy na DAB-ie właśnie.
You still have 20 minutes to join.
From the sky.